Chris Morton in the morning Squadcast.
My squad, my squad, my squad, my squad. Nobody.
Squadcast.
Hey, it's the Morning Squad Test. What's up? It's Rick, Adina, Tony. We're all here. D-Rock. Adina and I were talking about the fact that people sit and watch people eat on YouTube. I was thinking to myself, well, what would I sit and watch for 30 minutes that would keep me engaged, that's just nothing special? And I figured out, I know what it is. I totally know what it is.
Because
I've caught myself doing it. Videos of anything being carved out automatically.
Oh.
There's videos of like a dude on a wood lathe carving out a bowl.
Yeah.
Or these.
You like craftsman stuff.
Giant industrial machines carving out auto parts.
That's awesome.
Like, you know, they're laser printers, like the laser 3D printing.
Yeah.
I'll watch that.
That's so weird.
There are. That's so weird.
I mean,
okay,
so
what's
random.
Yours? What is yours? That's not random at all. That's interesting to see someone take a giant hunk of wood and then all of a sudden they've smoothed it down into a solid wood bowl.
That's pretty cool.
But for like 30 minutes. Oh, wow.
All right, fess up. Bilbo Baggins,
okay,
what do you got?
I have to confess, you know those videos where it's it's like one cut to the next, and it's just people adding ingredients to make something. So it's a recipe, but I don't like seeing the finished product. I just like people seeing, you know, when the little salt gets added to the bowl, and then the pepper, and then whatever else, and then mixing it up. I love watching that process.
And you don't care at the end? Like on the Tasty Makes videos like
yes.
that, where it's like
right.
hamburger, cheese, onion.
Yes. Oh,
like
I
when
love
they
that.
Slice those little Hawaiian rolls in half and make like casserole sliders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. So I could
Hell
say,
no.
Not half an hour of that. You
could.
Got me for like a minute. Then I'm like, all right, next.
I can't.
Here's the thing. I think we've had so many of those videos that now people desperate to make new stuff are making crap. And you're like, oh, I wouldn't eat that.
Yeah. Like I have a guilty pleasure. I watch people unbox products like electronics.
Really?
It's so weird to me. But I sit there with like.
Don't you tune out once they get to like the power cable and the guy's taking the twist tie off the power cable? Like, this is the power cable.
At that point, I'm sitting with my own bubble wrap, like trying to pop stuff.
Really?
That's weird.
Oh, mine is weird.
Sorry,
yours is weird, Adina, because you don't care about the final product. You just want to see people put spices in a bowl.
It's interesting to see it all come together like that.
Well, you don't see it come together because you don't know what happens at the end.
I don't care what happens. I just like the middle process.
That's why your Thanksgiving was a bust.
Never like, got to the end. No,
well, she doesn't realize that it's all supposed to go together. Like, you put a little red, a little orange, put some yellow in, and you got a thing. Like, no, it's supposed to taste good. Oh, I never got to that part.
Oh.
You watched Willy Wonka until he got kicked out of the factory.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, that Willy Wonka's a dick.
Yeah.
Tony, what would you watch?
Conspiracy theories, like documentaries. I'm not a big YouTube person, but when I do, I just watch like all these alien big. I love Bigfoot.
I think
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
I believe in Bigfoot.
Oh my god!
And I start looking.
How do you believe in? Now I have to tell you something. I grew up believing in Bigfoot, and I had a reason to. Where I lived, there were Bigfoot sightings up in the Northwest.
I was gonna say you're in his backyard, dude.
And when I was a kid, I was scared because we lived on 2,500 acres.
Wow!
And so I would have to go and get our cows for the 10 o'clock milking. So I'd get on my horse and ride out to the furthest field, which is about, you know, a quarter of a mile away from our barn. So the barn was just a dim light on the horizon. And some of our property was in the woods and the cows, would, you know, some of them laying clearing in the woods. So I'd be at 10 o'clock at night in pitch black forest on my horse getting cows up. If I was going to get hit by, if anybody was going to get a Bigfoot sighting, it was going to be me.
Totally.
Yeah. Man.
And I read all the books. And I got over that irrational thing when I started thinking, wait a minute. The amount of people that are camping and going everywhere, Bigfoot would have been found.
Just thermal
imaging alone.
Right.
Thermal mapping would allow you to find Bigfoot by now.
And also evidence too, right? There's no evidence. There should be some evidence thrown, some skeletons, something.
Right, a skeleton of a Bigfoot would help.
A skeleton would be just,
they've been living forever.
Yeah, do they live forever? What is this?
My family's from up north. I was telling you guys last time they're from Mendocino County,
which is northern California,
up like 3 hours from San Francisco to the west. And I grew up there, going every year with my family, and it's all woods. And I was like, oh, Bigfoot does exist. And you find me watching like YouTube videos and Bigfoot evidence on National Geographic. And I'm like, okay, this is a little weird. Maybe it doesn't exist.
You ever notice on the season finale of Catching Bigfoot, there's never a Bigfoot?
There's never. But there has to be a Bigfoot, right?
Dina's okay with that show because she doesn't need an ending. Oh, God. Listen to this. Tony, our new producer, he has a motto. I'm like an ambulance. What's it?
I'll pick up anything.
Yes. That's his relationship angle, which I like. You know what? That kind of attitude, you're going to end up with someone you really like. Right. You really will. Here's why. Because you're open to anything. That's the way you need to be. Dina was talking about this yesterday. If you're looking for that one, if you're looking for the right one, you're doomed. You're doomed. You cannot be in that mental headspace. Is this the one? Is this the right one?
Yeah.
Because that sets up boundaries and criteria
that
your emotions aren't connected to, or your emotions are so connected to that you're not thinking clearly. This is the one. I have a feeling all the time, right? There should be some logic connected to it. So do you want to be married, Tony?
Absolutely.
When?
A huge wedding party. Maybe like around, I want to say like 40.
How many of us are going to be invited?
All of you.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Adina. Will Adina get a plus one? She didn't get one to mine.
No. You only get a plus. Only if there's a ring on it, you get a plus one. That's the motto.
What I told you, Adina.
I don't have
to. Crazy.
Why not, Tony?
Well, because I strongly believe everybody should be invited. But if you're not married, I'm not obligated to invite your spouse because this is my wedding, not your wedding, right?
Okay.
That's exactly what I said.
Okay.
She's getting mad again. Sorry, she's getting mad again.
Red, dude.
She got mad at my wedding because I said, hey, I don't know who you're with. I don't know who that is. And I'm not buying an expensive plate of food so somebody can just come and be like, hey, good food.
Exactly.
Wait. You should trust me as your friend that I wouldn't bring just some
Joe Schmo.
Who
would you have brought to our wedding?
Like one of my really good guy friends.
Why do I care about that person?
You don't. But,
okay,
but,
then that's my wedding. So don't bring him.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm not standing there like,
take my money.
We have all a bunch of sound bites of Tony.
We're gonna have a great time.
Unless, of course, you're not married. Then you're coming on your own.
Yeah, I guess.
Are you catching a theme here,
Yeah,
Adina?
I am. Yeah, seems like.
Wait till you have your own wedding. You're gonna have so many rules for your own wedding.
No way. Everyone's just gonna be invited. Everyone that I invite will have a plus one at least, because that's the nice, considerate thing to do.
I'm not saying anything because I want to save this tape clean and crisp.
Get that Brinks truck ready.
That's right.
We got it, Rick.
Yeah, when she starts seeing how much it costs,
take my money
for her wedding.
Exactly.
It's going to be
hell no.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it's Morton Squadcast. Adina, what's going on?
All right, I have something I want to talk about. I have a $35 pending charge that I don't think I should pay.
What's it from?
A girl's brunch.
Wait, a girl's brunch? did you not pay?
Well, no. Here's what happened.
Okay.
Four of my girlfriends and I went to brunch. We all ordered some food, some drinks.
Where'd you guys go?
The local in PB.
Okay.
That's our spot.
Yeah.
Sundays. We all ordered food, drinks. One of the girls did order a round of drinks for us. It was mimosas.
Okay.
We all had one. Thanks. Cool. I paid my bill.
So everybody paid separate checks?
Yeah, everybody. But then I get a $35 Venmo request.
From the restaurant?
From one of the girls.
Really?
What?
Did you send her a response?
Hell no.
Can you send that on Venmo? They should have that.
They really should. Well, I haven't responded. I haven't paid it, obviously, because I don't know what to do. It seems like it's a $35 charge that went to all of us girls that were at the brunch. But I paid my part. I paid my food and my drinks. The round of drinks that she bought was one. First of all, I had one mimosa, and it definitely wasn't $35 worth. So if she wants to split it between all of us girls because she ended up buying more or spending more, I don't know if that's my place to pay.
Yeah, I've been in on that, like, group pay, and they're like, let's get a couple bottles of wine, let's do this. You're like, slow. I'm having a Caesar, I'm having, like, iced tea and a burger, that's it. I'm not, whoa. Yeah.
So I don't know, do I just do I pay it and get it over with and say, you know what, it's a one-time thing, no, it happened, or no.
Well, let me just say this. I personally would want to know, where did that come from? Where did it come from? And I wouldn't be afraid to ask.
I am afraid to ask. I just don't want to have to cause a problem.
Well, I mean, if you felt like you paid your piece, then what's the big deal with asking what this charge is?
Yeah, what's $35 more since you paid my bill?
I don't know
how you ask, though, without looking like you're being cheap.
Yeah.
All right. How do you find out what the bill is for tactfully? Tammy, what do you say?
Good morning. Absolutely not. Do not pay another penny.
So what do I do? Ignore the Venmo request and just let it...
Yeah, I would. Because if you paid your portion, girl, I've been in this situation and it doesn't stop. They always stick you with more bottles of wine or whatever. So if you don't want to ask them, like, look, I paid my bill. What's this $35 additional charge? Then just act like you didn't see it.
the old bias, Tammy. Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome.
What are you talking about? Oh, I think my phone broke. Christina, the question we wanted to know is, how do you tactfully ask?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was there a reservation fee that I didn't know of?
Oh, nice. Okay.
And maybe with a little less salt.
It's Morgan in the Morning Squadcast.
My squad, my squad, my squad, my squad. Nobody.
Squadcast.
But my squad, my squad, my squad, my squad. Nobody.